Once you've acquired a digital ID from a certificate authority, you can use Outlook Express to send and receive digitally signed and encrypted messages. Sending digitally signed email allows the recipient to verify your identity. To obtain a digital ID, click the Tools menu and then click Options. Now click the Security tab. The options on the Security tab enable you to apply a variety of security settings for email messages.
Click Get Digital ID. This web page lists available certification authorities. Click this button. A dialog box displays a warning that you're about to view a secure web page. Click OK. Click twice below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click this link. You can use this web page to set up digital IDs for use with Outlook and Outlook Express. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar.
To enter your username and email address, click this box and type Daniel. Now press the tab key and type Daniel706 at msn.com. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. To include as little personal information as possible in the digital ID, click No. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar.
A challenge phrase is a special type of password that helps keep your digital ID secure. Like your other passwords, it's important to keep your challenge phrase in a safe place where you can access it when you need it. To enter a challenge phrase, click this box and type No Place Like Home. Click twice below the scroll box on the scroll bar. To protect the private key associated with your digital ID, select this checkbox. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click Accept.
You're prompted to confirm that the email address you entered is correct. Click OK. You can use this button to change the security level for the private security key that's being created. With the default setting, you'll be alerted before your private key can be accessed. A private key is the first half of your digital ID and remains stored on your computer's hard disk. When you send a digitally signed message, it includes the public half of your security key, allowing the recipient to verify your identity. Click OK.
To complete the installation process, you need to check Outlook Express for an email message from the certifying authority. Click this button on the Windows taskbar. Click OK to close the Options dialog box. To check for new messages, click this button. Depending on the speed of your connection, it might take a few moments to receive and download the message from the certifying authority.
Double-click this message. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click Continue. The Internet Explorer window becomes active and displays a web page that will guide you through the installation. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click Install. Your digital ID is installed and you're ready to send secure messages.
To view the Outlook Express window, click this button on the Windows taskbar. To create a message addressed to Joe Howard, double-click his name in the Contacts pane. To enter a subject for the message, press the Tab key twice. Type Digital ID. The message text will be entered for you.
To add a digital signature to the message, click Sign. A red ribbon icon appears in the message header, letting you know that the message will be digitally signed. Click Send. Click OK. The message is on its way to Joe Howard.
Let's assume that Joe Howard has taken the time to reply. To check for his response, click this button. When you receive a digitally signed message, the message icon looks like this.
Double-click the new message from Joe. Outlook Express displays a help page that explains the security features of the digitally signed message. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click Continue. The help page is replaced by the digitally signed message.
Now that you've received a copy of Joe Howard's digital certificate, you can send an encrypted reply using his public key. Only the person who has the corresponding private key can read the encrypted message. Click Reply. Type the text that appears in the text window. Click Encrypt.
When you see this icon in a message header, it means that the message will be encrypted when you send it. Click Send. Click OK. In the Contacts pane, the icon beside Joe Howard's name has changed, letting you know that Outlook Express has stored a copy of his digital certificate, which includes his public key. Because you encrypted the message with Joe Howard's public key, he can use his private key to decrypt the message.